Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner. I'm Steve Mowry with Owosso Rams head football coach Bill Patterson and Coach Pat. Great turnout, great show up by the Rams last Thursday night at Moore, and a great start as Josh Proctor picks off a pass and gets a pick six, and then the offense follows it up and finishes out with a 34-14 victory.
It's always big when you score on defense, Steve, and Josh intercepted that pass, and I told you before the game last week the referee crew was from Duncan, where I used to coach, and I knew every one of them really well. And the guy that was standing right in front of me on the sideline when Josh picked that, I whispered in ears, I said, he's going to take that to the house, and sure enough he did. But nice play by him. Thought our defense played very well. Moore's got a better football team than our record indicates. They've got a lot of good skill players. Their defense plays extremely hard, and offensively we were able to generate enough points to get our 15-point margin. We had a ton of yards. We just didn't have that many offensive points. We had two field goals. We had the defensive touchdown. But as a team, we rushed for 335 yards, and that's a really good total for us. Felt like that we weren't really locked in on special teams. We've got to improve on that tonight, but all in all, it was a good win. Got back on track, got a 15-point margin of victory, and it's just another Thursday night game. And we're back in action again on a Thursday night, and we've had two long trips the previous 2 weeks. Nice to be back home, no doubt.
And Coach, you do face the Union Redskins here tonight. One of the two teams we talk about often. You gotta get through to get to the playoffs. In particular, in this district, tonight's game and the game next week against Mustang. But a Union team that is very good. No secrets between these two ball clubs. What do the Rams need to do to be successful tonight?
Well, I think probably start out defensively. They've got a lot of speed. They do a great job with some of their perimeter run game. They've got an excellent running back, the Adkins kid. We cannot let him get his shoulder square of the line of scrimmage. He's an excellent runner going north and south, and he's a really good runner going east and west, but we would sooner spill him and make him go east and west as opposed to letting him square his shoulders the line of scrimmage. He's a nasty runner when he can go downhill. Offensively as well, they've got some big playability in the passing game. They've just, like they always do, they've got great skill kids that can really fly. They lost everybody last year. I think they've got three returning starters on both sides of the ball combined. So early in the year, they had their issues. Young football team improving every week. Same thing in on the defense as the offense. They've got a lot of kids that can run. They are not as experienced as they were last year in the defensive line. They still got good football players. So we're going to have to execute on first down offensively. Defensively, we got to create some turnovers if possible. It's not out of the realm of possibility that we beat them. I'm not saying that. If we play well, we're going to have a great opportunity, as we do each and every week. We're certainly not intimidated by the U on the side of their helmet, but they're an outstanding football team, and we're going to have to be ready to go.
And, Coach, it is the last of three Thursday night games in a row, and I know you've sort of gotten into a routine, but what about your week of practice and overall health of the ball club?
Hey, we're used to playing on Thursday now. That part of it's not any different to us, and I'm sure everybody in the area has been struggling with it. It's the heat. The heat has lingered on us. We've had some high 80, 90-degree weather out there, and, after a while it starts to wear on the kids, and we kind of, as coaches, have to keep that in mind. And we're at the point in time of the year where it's about time for us to cut our practice time down. We're going to start doing that next week in preparation for the Mustang game. We've been doing this long enough. We don't need to get multiple reps on multiple things. So that will help, and it looks like the weather's going to cool. But with the Thursday games, we're in a rhythm with regard to that. This is the Thursday game fall break that we actually look forward to, because we always give our kids a break. But it's the third of three, so we're definitely ready to get back to playing on Friday.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight in a big game, and we look for that Ram victory.
Okay, thank you, Steve.